A wedding officiant must learn to read the room. Reading the room does not mean guessing motives. It does not mean becoming dramatic. It does not mean taking sides in family conflict. It means paying attention with wisdom so the ceremony can be served with peace, clarity, and dignity. Wedding days are full of signals. Some are joyful. A father wipes away tears. A grandmother smiles through the whole ceremony. The bride and groom laugh because they are nervous and happy. Friends gather with affection. But other signals may reveal stress. A divorced parent refuses to stand near another parent. A family member keeps interrupting the rehearsal. Someone pressures the bride to change the ceremony. The groom seems tense because of a last-minute conflict. A stepfamily member feels ignored. A grieving mother is emotional because the bride's father is not alive to walk her down the aisle. These moments require calm presence. As a Christian wedding officiant, you do not need to control every person, but you do need to protect the purpose of the ceremony. The ceremony is about the bride and groom entering covenant marriage before God and witnesses. It is not the place for relatives to settle old wounds. It is not the place for power struggles. It is not the place for the officiant to improvise under pressure without discernment. One of the best ways to read the room is to prepare before the wedding day. During planning conversations, ask simple questions. Are there any family dynamics I should know about for the processional or seating? Are there any divorced or remarried family situations that affect the ceremony order? Is there anyone you are especially hoping to honor? Is there anyone who may need extra sensitivity during the day? These questions are not intrusive when asked with care. They help the officiant serve wisely. At the rehearsal, reading the room means watching for confusion. Who does not know where to stand? Who keeps changing the plan? Who seems anxious? Who is trying to take over? Who needs a kind but firm word? Sometimes the officiant needs to say, "Let's pause for a moment. I want to make sure we are serving the bride and groom well and keeping this clear for everyone." That sentence is simple, but it can restore order. On the wedding day, reading the room means staying spiritually steady, arrive early, review the ceremony, confirm the license process, speak calmly, pray when appropriate, encourage the bride and groom, treat family members with respect. Do not absorb every emotional current in the room. Do not become sarcastic. Do not panic. Do not make jokes that embarrass people. Do not publicly correct family members unless safety or ceremony order truly requires it. A faithful officiant learns the difference between a minor irritation and a serious warning sign. A minor irritation may require patience. A serious warning sign may require slowing down, seeking help, or referring beyond your role. If there is coercion, threats, intoxication, abuse concerns, or serious legal confusion, the officiant must not pretend everything is fine. A faithful officiant knows when to serve, when to slow down, and when to refer. Reading the room is not about being clever. It is about love with wisdom. It is about honoring the bride and groom as embodied souls. It is about seeing families as real people with histories, emotions, and hopes. It is about protecting the covenant moment from unnecessary confusion. As you build your wedding officiant practice, develop this skill. Be warm, be observant, be clear, be calm. Your presence can help turn a stressful wedding environment into a ceremony marked by peace, dignity, and faithful Christian witness.